The Vatican has kicked off a major meeting this week, and for the first time, Catholic bishops from China are attending. It follows the signing of a landmark agreement between the Holy See and Beijing last month. The deal will let the Vatican have a say in who China chooses as bishops, but critics say the church has sold out to the communist government. Scott Pacey is an assistant professor at the University of Nottingham's School of Contemporary Chinese Studies. Welcome to RN Drive.
I'm very happy to be here.
What kind of relationship has the Vatican had with China until now?
It's been complicated, and it's evolved over many decades. So I think it's important to place this particular agreement in the context of quite a long history of engagement. And really, it's founded in two very different conceptions of the role of religion and the state. After 1949, Mao pursued a socialist agenda in the country, and he actually made moves to exclude missionaries and other foreign Christians from China. And so from that moment, there's really been, I guess, an element of distrust and perhaps uncertainty about how the two sides should move forward.
This deal between China and the Vatican was more than 10 years in the making. What was the key that allowed the thawing of the relations?
Well, the current Pope has made a lot of overtures to China and has really pursued, kind of tried to reset their relationship fairly vigorously. And so I think that the current agreement is a response in part to that. But again, I think we need to see this agreement as being one moment in a long evolution of the relationship between the two sides.
The Vatican says the deal was necessary to avoid a split with Chinese Catholics, but critics say it's sold out to the communist government. What's your assessment of what's right in those two options?
I think for the Catholic side, it's important for Catholics in China, and there's about 12 million Catholics in China, for them to be brought into full communion with the universal church, that is the church on a global scale, and to be able to participate in that global church. But whether that's a sellout or whether that is in fact one step in a trust building process really depends on what your perspective is. But probably we'll have to wait and see how this relationship evolves over the coming years.
The Vatican says the deal is not political, but Taiwan has some concerns. What does it mean for them?
One of the really big hindrances in the relationship between the Vatican and Beijing is the Holy See's official diplomatic recognition of Taiwan. And of course, China sees Taiwan as being a province of China, and so claims that the Vatican should not, or indeed any other state, should not have official diplomatic ties with Taipei. And this agreement comes at a time when Taiwan has been losing diplomatic allies to China. So it's pretty, I guess, natural to consider this agreement alongside that current trend. But they seem to be really separate. So this is an agreement to bring China's Catholics into communion with the church. What that means for Taiwan, we'll have to wait and see. But again, there is a context here. And so we need to look at this agreement and the relationship as it moves forward in the context of not just that long historical engagement between the two sides, but also the Vatican's current diplomatic relations with Taipei.
One issue hasn't been resolved by last month's deal, and that is the plight of about 12 priests and bishops believed to be in detention in China. How is the Vatican going to navigate that situation?
So I think that the agreement, it is very significant, but there are some questions it doesn't address. And for the moment, I think the two sides are going to work together on the selection of bishops. They're going to therefore work more closely together. And over time, we'll see how they start to tackle other issues.
Scott, thank you so much for your time.
No worries.
Scott Pacey is an assistant professor at the University of Nottingham's School of Contemporary Chinese Studies, and this is RN Drive.